Okay, we got to principle number two. Principle two, the goodness. As there is no pleasure greater and more wonderful than experiencing God, the essence of the goodness that God desires to give is experiencing God. So in the first principle, we said that the source of reality is God giving goodness. God gives goodness to everybody. The idea that all of the reality that we're in right now is the process of us becoming ready and able to experience the goodness and pleasure that the source of reality desires to bestow upon us. We learned that that goodness is a goodness and pleasure that which is creating the galaxies could give. So here in principle number two, it's saying what that pleasure is that we're here to experience, that we're here to come to experience. And it says the most wonderful pleasure that could be, which is the pleasure that we're here to experience, is the pleasure of experiencing the source of reality. It says in Kabbalah that all of the pleasures of our material world, all the pleasures that we're familiar with, all of them put together is called Nihiru Dikik, which means a micro thread, grain of sand of pleasure compared to the universe of just the beginning of the pleasures that we're here to experience. We learned that we were all created to experience a goodness beyond anything we could possibly dream of. That everything we're going through right now, this whole big epic movie of reality, is all of our souls, all of us, becoming ready and able to experience a goodness so magnificent. It says in the Kabbalah that we need pleasure in order to live. Since the whole purpose of our creation was to experience pleasure, so we need pleasure to live like the same way that we need oxygen to live. If we're not experiencing any pleasure in our life, and we have no hope of ever experiencing any pleasure, then we have no desire to live. So we need pleasure to exist. So we learned that all of the material pleasures in existence, the physical pleasures, pleasures of money, of wisdom, all the pleasures of all material pleasures are only here to sustain us until we're ready to experience the higher pleasures. And here in principle number two, he's telling us that this ultimate pleasure we're here to experience is an experience of God, that we're all in the process of coming to experience the source of our reality, that that's the highest pleasure. Maybe just a metaphor to kind of connect it to this idea is we could imagine that we're very hungry and we're sitting at a table with delicious food and we're looking forward to enjoying this food that we're so hungry for. And all of a sudden comes into the room somebody very, very important. The most important person in the world walks into the room. We can each imagine to ourselves who could walk into the room right now that we would just be like, wow, I can't believe this person is here. So if we were ready to eat this food that we're very hungry for and all of a sudden there came into the room somebody so important and sat down at the table with us and said, please eat, In that moment, we wouldn't care about the food at all. The pleasure of being in the presence of somebody so important, that's the pleasure we would be enjoying. The food wouldn't mean anything to us. Right? Because that pleasure of being in the presence of somebody so important would make all the other pleasures nothing. So, just a metaphor, but the end of the day, that person is just a person. But if all of a sudden there came into the room, there came into our consciousness, some even micro level of the experiencing the source of reality, so all the material pleasures in the world would become irrelevant to us. The pleasure of experiencing the source of reality on any level is a pleasure beyond anything in our material world. So principle number one was telling us the source of reality is God giving goodness to all of us. And the second principle is saying that the goodness that we're all here to experience, that this whole reality is manifest in order to bestow to us this goodness, that the essence of the goodness that we're coming to experience is an experience of God. We're coming to experience the source of our reality. That's the most wondrous, pleasurable experience that could be, and that we're all here to come to experience. So we'll end for now, and next time, God willing, go on to principle number 3.